Blog Talk Radio.
You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean when you say, how is your attitude? I hope that I have you intrigued. And, you know, quite frankly, we're going to grow together today and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. How is your attitude? Let's lean right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. You know, I often look forward to Mondays because it gives me the opportunity to share with you through the airwaves. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, personal and professional lifestyle coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it is time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, in which we often bring you a great subtopic in this series. Before we get into it, you know, I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, because each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question, it is rich and insightful. And we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for approximately 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich topic. And then, if time permits, we will open our lines for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, a richer environment, which we absolutely love, and we invite you and encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. Get those notepads and those pens. Have your desktops, laptops ready to take your notes, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, you know, your iPads, whatever it is. We want you to know that you should have that readily available so you can capture the jewels and the gems that are being shared. And if you have a question, we welcome that at the time in which we open up our lines for your audience participation. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we are asking for your support. We want you to take a quick moment, don't go away too long, but take a quick moment and invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, we're saying, come on, help us out. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. We're asking for your support, and we want you to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We know that we're not going to continue to grow without YOU, and so for that, we say thank you. Thank you for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Shape up and win. And we're looking at a subtopic of elevate your attitude. That's right. I said it. Elevate your attitude. And again, I ask, do you need to make an attitude adjustment? You know, I want to share with you and just, you know, being vulnerable and transparent. My father passed away many years ago, but I remember very clearly, and this was actually my very first lesson around attitude. My father had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And with this diagnosis, at the time, he had a very aggressive treatment plan. And this treatment plan required for him to have surgery. And, you know, the doctors have to tell you the good and the not so good. The good was that should he make it off of the operating and, you know, get on the other side of this tough surgery, that he would have a tough recovery, but he would recover. The not so good was, you know, Mr. Adams, we have to let you know that because it's such an involved, extensive surgery, that it is possible that you may not make it off of the operating table. And again, doctors have to tell you all sides, the good and the not so good. But my dad, all he heard was he was not to make it off the table. And that in turn affected his attitude. That in turn affected his point of view. It affected the way in which he began to think and feel about the circumstances. And it became this cloud glooming over him. So much so that when he had his surgery, the day of his surgery, you could see this cloud glooming over him. I think about Charlie Brown, and I remember one of the characters, I think it was Linus. Linus, you know, had this like cloud-like presence around him, around the information that he heard, the information that was shared. I share that with you because it's so important to understand that our attitude defines, our attitude will define, and it defines what we settle in on, the way of how we think or feel about something or a situation. And so it's really that anchor in our personal behaviors, because once our thinking captures and we begin to feel a certain way about something, now what's reflected, direct result, is in essence our personal behavior, how we begin to navigate on our journey associated with the circumstances. And so, you know, I have to ask us to think about this. Why is it so easy? Why is it so easy for us to go instinctively to the negative in a situation? You know, I was having a conversation recently, and the individual was sharing with me, and they were sharing some circumstances, and instantly they went to the negative. And we do it. I've been guilty of doing it. It's something that it happens in all of us, that we deal with this, we're faced with the situation, we get news, we're dealing with circumstances, whatever the case may be, that we will often go to that negative place, our attitude regarding the situation. And there's always the flip side of the coin. But why is it so easy for people to go to the negative in the situation? Why is that? I want us to process and evaluate. Where do you go? Do you naturally have a bend to negative things? Is that where your attitude begins to rise up and settle in, that you have a bend to the negative? I know each of us can say, woo, I know somebody, though I may not be the one. But boy, do I know someone that can instantly look at things from a negative point of view. Their attitude becomes negative about the situation. They can always find the negative in the situation. Their attitude is always nasty. And then they wonder, why does someone not want to be around me? You know, I think of a story that I heard by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. He tells this story about a mother and a daughter. And the mother and the daughter are having a day of shopping together, and it's time to have lunch, and they're hungry. But mom, you know, her attitude was kind of, seeing she wasn't really feeling the whole shopping spree. And so when she got into the restaurant, she kind of brought that attitude with her, but mom was unaware. And mom turned to the daughter and said, did you notice the attitude of the waitress? And her daughter said, mom, you brought an attitude in with you. And haven't you gone out to eat? I know I've gone out to eat on occasion with individuals, and they'll oftentimes think it's the waiter or the waitress, and I am sitting there like, you were a little salty. And so that waiter or waitress, they responded based on your attitude. Because our attitude, we have the power to affect the room. And many of us are unconscious. We're so unaware that we don't read the room. How do people respond when you come into the room? Because of your normal disposition. Because of, you know, do you come in with positive, vibrant energy? Do you have a good attitude? Or do you often take a negative approach and you come in and you are Debbie or Dave Downer? You zap all, oh my gosh, you zap all of the energy out of the room. You know, when I think about this zapping all of the energy, I was having a conversation, and we were speaking about in this conversation a dear friend of mine, and we were talking about how you have those certain people that, woo, they can zap the room of energy. Oh, my gosh. They can pull. They can just suck the life out of any situation. You could be in a meeting with them, and, oh, my gosh, they will just bring everything down because of their attitude. And I deal with this a lot, being that I'm an executive consultant. One aspect of what Coach Adams does under the umbrella of Wynn International LLC is that I'm an executive consultant. And when I go in as an executive consultant, I am supporting with recruiting efforts because there are gaps and there are, you know, individuals where they need to fill positions. You know, they're dealing with staffing issues and what have you. And so I will often go in and assist a lot of times with the recruiting efforts and helping to identify, you know, a good candidate for consideration. And, you know, I found out recently that there are five key points or areas that oftentimes recruiters or HR directors, managers, or what have you, when they're looking through resumes and starting to have those preliminary conversations with candidates, that there are five areas that they're listening in for. They want to know, does the potential employee, what is their drive? Are they a passionate individual? This is one that is definitely high on my list. I was having a conversation with someone today, and I am telling you, their energy, and I said, you know, we're looking for passionate people, you know, and they realized what I was saying because their energy was so lackluster, and that is a big one for me. When people, their energy, their attitude is so, and then they'll wonder, well, why am I not getting the opportunities? Maybe on paper, looking really good, maybe the great candidate on paper. But when it comes to that conversation or that interview, their attitude is horrible. The attitude is lackluster. There's no energy. It's a downer. You know, it's negative. And that's why we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, that you have to elevate your attitude. Your attitude has to be elevated. You may be accomplishing good things right where you are, but did you know that good is the enemy to great? And so if you want to move to another level, you're going to have to divorce and let go of good, because good will keep you in your comfort zone. Good will keep you in a place of mediocrity. You're doing just enough to get by. You're doing well, but it's just good. In order to move to the next level, you have to shake some things off, let some things go so that you can elevate to the next level. And attitude is a key way for that elevation. And so it's so important to realize and to recognize that our attitude is huge. And so when employers are looking for potential candidates, a potential employee, they're looking for what is the drive of this person? What is their, in essence, that's saying, you know, are they passionate? Do they want to move up the ranks? Would they get comfortable in the position that they're in and just do enough to get by? The other area that's on out of these five areas is skill. Does the person have the skill set that's needful for the position? Do they have the skill? Oftentimes I'll get resumes that I'm looking at and it's for a specific position. And I'll say, did they read the job description? In many cases, we overdo it and we'll say we're looking for an experience, you know, in whatever it is. And I'm looking at this person's resume and I'm like, they don't have the skill set. They have no experience in this position, but yet they want to be considered. So number one, they're looking for drive. They're looking for skill. Third out of the five is the attitude about the company that they're leaving, the attitude about the company that they're being considered for joining. So those are things that are being looked upon. In addition, the attitude about the people that they will be potentially in the workplace for with and the people that they're coming out of the workplace with. What is the attitude? You know, I've often had people, and when I speak to management behind scenes, one of the things that often is stated, why would they tell you that in a phone interview? Why would they tell you that? I would never say that in a phone interview because people don't realize it, but they speak badly about the company. In essence, the previous company that they're leaving or they've left, they will throw that company under the bus. You never throw the company under the bus. They have an attitude regarding the people. No, throw the people under the bus. And then the last is the attitude around excessive time and demand. What if your employer is asking you to work overtime? Yes, of course you're going to get paid, but what is the attitude around if more demands are placed on you and you have to do overtime? I think about this TikToker who does these, her name is Veronica, and she does these customer service and management-based videos. And one is managers be like, Veronica, we need you to work overtime. And she has an attitude. Now, come on, Veronica, don't have an attitude about it, you know, but she has an attitude about that overtime. And so I want to share with you that out of these five areas, when employers are looking for new employees and they're evaluating who would be a good candidate, did you notice as I was sharing these five areas with you that three out of the five deal with attitude? Three out of the five deal with attitude. You know, when someone is, you know, dating you and they're gathering data and all of that, you may look good on paper, male or female, but if you have a bad attitude, all of a sudden you are not attractive. So know that our attitude can be the deal breaker. In many cases, in many situations, it can be the deal breaker. I remember chatting with my mentors, you know, they have been in business for, I think, like 45 plus years or something like that. And oftentimes, you know, they would be hiring new candidates and the person would be in the lobby because people think, oh, I can be nasty to the receptionist. Who cares? Not realizing that oftentimes the person that's going to interview you is paying attention to your attitude. If they keep you waiting for a few moments, how are you handling the pressure point of that? I know I am one that I definitely do little things to see what will your attitude be. Like, I'll call with intention about someone's resume, but I don't speak to them in detail in that moment. I want to see, how will you, one, answer the call when I'm calling you? What will your attitude be? And then when I tell you that I want to schedule a time, how will you handle that? When I ask you certain questions, what will your attitude be? And so we're often being evaluated, and we don't realize it. So when you're sitting in the lobby, don't think that you're not being evaluated. As I was saying, my mentors have shared that they would evaluate people all the time. I've done it myself based on their attitude and their interaction with the people around them. And then we'll ask, what did you think? What was their attitude? Would you like to have that person in the workplace? So these are things that you have to think about. And so I wanted to give you some additional thoughts around attitude, because no matter how hard we try to avoid and get away from it, there is no getting away from the importance and the significance of our attitude. You know, in my Shape Up series, my SHAPE is an acronym, and the acronym stands for S, strategy, H, heart, perseverance, E, execute. Strategies represent our blueprint. What are the plans that we have in place? Heart represents our passion. What are we passionate about? E represents our follow through and are we going to do this execution? And then I wanted to share with you that perseverance represents how much kick do you have? Will you persist? I had an individual that is being considered for an opportunity, and I tell you, this person was constantly calling, texting. They were persisting, and I told them, I said, I appreciate your perseverance, which I do. It shows passion. It shows that they're fired up and they really want it. But the area that I didn't mention that I want to focus in on is, of course, the A for attitude when it comes to my SHAPE acronym, because our attitude shapes our thoughts. It shapes our thoughts. When we look at attitude defined a settled way of thinking or feeling about something or someone, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. And we spoke briefly about that in our opening. So when it comes to this attitude, you have to ask yourself the question, how do you feel about life in general? How do you feel about your life and where you are on your journey? How do you feel about life? How do you feel about your vision, your goals, your dreams? Because your attitude is going to determine, you often hear, and wow, there are so many quotes that deal with attitude. Quote after quote after quote after quote. I don't have multiple personalities, but I have different attitudes, and my attitude towards you depends on you. Now, that would be the individual. The waiter, you know, in that situation that I shared with you, that person came in with an attitude, so she gave attitude back. So we oftentimes will say, well, that's just who I am. But this is what I want us to recognize. One of the quotes that I love is that a bad attitude is like a flat tire. You won't get nowhere until you change it. That bad attitude that you have, it is like a flat tire, and you cannot drive on a flat tire. You have to make an adjustment. You got to get off the road. You got to change that flat tire, like it or not. You have to do something about it. And so when it comes to this bad attitude, I'm challenging you to recognize that you got to do something about it. And that, in essence, is why we're talking about elevate your attitude. One of the other quotes that I like is, I enjoy when people show attitude to me because it shows that they need an attitude adjustment and they're trying to impress me. Attitude, 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 attitude. Attitude, knowledge, and skill are the best foundation of real beauty. Ooh, I love that one. Attitude, knowledge, and skill are the best foundation of real beauty. Really and truly, it is that attitude. Because you can encounter someone that may not be as physically beautiful, but oh, when who they are on the inside radiates, oh, they shine. There is an aura about them. And so your attitude makes a significant difference. And I want us to really and truly consider right where you are today, what is your attitude, as I stated, about life, about your vision, your goals, your dreams? Do you need to make an attitude adjustment? Because life always has many things to bring you down. But what can really bring you down is your attitude. Again, there are so many different quotes around attitude because attitude is so important and significant. As we continue looking at today, elevate your attitude. I want you to think about this. Attitude, of course, is about our perspective. It is, as we stated earlier, it's about our way of thinking or how we feel about something that in essence is stimulated based on our thinking, right? And so when you think about your attitude associated with your journey and this progression of life, attitude is a choice. You choose to be negative or positive. You consciously have made that choice. And do you know it takes the same amount of energy? So you can't say, oh, I'm a victim in the situation. They've been treating me bad and nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You're right. I don't know the trouble you've seen. But you don't know the trouble I've seen. Attitude is a choice. As I stated in sharing being transparent and vulnerable regarding my dad and his situation and the attitude, that was a choice for him. Now, one could say, well, he chose based on the fact that the doctor said he may not make it off the operating table. True. But that wasn't the only perspective that was given. Always faced with and dealing with a fork in the road. There's always two directions in which we can go in. And that's why it's important to realize that attitude is a choice. Will you take road A or road B? Door number one or door number two? Attitude is a choice. Regardless of your circumstances, it is a choice. Yes, my dad heard the weight of you may not make it off the operating table. But the other option was, sir, you may make it off, but you're going to have a tough recovery, but you'll survive. You'll be fine on the other side. And so you can have two people who get the same diagnosis. One will outlive the diagnosis and the other will still be sitting by, you know, and they are in this negative place, and they won't even make it to the diagnosis. And so I want us to understand and to know that our attitude in any situation, it is. You know, I remember some time ago, I remember this talk show host was speaking badly about an influencer's marriage. And I thought, wow, because I had just gotten introduced to the influencer at that time. And I thought, ooh, how is she going to handle this? And when I tell you, her attitude around the circumstances was filled with grace and love. The other person was shooting venom. Their attitude was one of such negativity, whereas this person came in with this bundle of love and grace. It was so amazing. And this positive light of attitude. I said, look at how this person handled this situation. Again, they were faced fork in the road, and we must recognize and take ownership for the fact that attitude is a choice. You choose how you will respond in any situation. It is a choice. The other thing that we must really process around is this, that our attitude will determine our approach to life. Because if I, as I shared regarding my dad being transparent and vulnerable with that, unfortunately, the attitude that he had, it affected how he navigated from the moment that he received that information. I lived it through with him. I can tell you, I know it to be true. This was my first major lesson around the significance of attitude, around the significance of our way of thinking or feeling about a situation or circumstances or even someone. You know, sometimes someone may do something that is not so favorable, and you get all salty with that person. You have good reason to. I'm not saying that you don't, but you have a choice in that situation. How will I respond? You don't have to take a negative approach just because that individual approached you with venom and was negative. How about we seek first to understand, than to be understood? The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, one of my favorite classics by Stephen Covey. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. This seeking first to understand, it allows us to see things from a different point of view, a different perspective, and therefore our attitude can be different around this, because the reality is this. How we view things is how we do things. So how I see the circumstances, my attitude will determine how I approach the circumstances, how I will navigate through the circumstances. Attitude is really a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing because our attitude can, in fact, propel us beyond a crisis. And we can, in essence, or crisis of adversity, we can, in essence, see a blessing in the midst of the circumstances. We can see a blessing in the midst of a circumstance. I remember hearing this comedian, and it was so interesting. She had dealt with a very traumatizing situation. And it was traumatizing. When she was sharing her story, I said, "Woo, okay." And she said, you know, I've been fighting to say, okay, how can I turn this around to see something positive in the situation? And again, she's a comedian, right? So she said, well, I ended up having to flee and to run from the situation. She said, well, I guess, you know, I got some good cardio in that day, but I'm bumped. Again, how we view things is how we're going to navigate and do things. The goal is this. Einstein has said it best, that in the midst of adversity is often opportunity. And so if we can look beyond the adversity and see the blessing, the opportunity, we have now just shifted our attitude around the circumstances that we may be facing. And, you know, I would love to hear your thoughts, our global listening audience, and what your thoughts are around what we're talking about today. You know, we're talking about this need to elevate our attitude. We've already established that our attitude is our way of thinking or feeling about any situation or circumstance. That it's very interesting that when it comes down to an employer looking for employees, they have five different areas that they're evaluating, but three out of the five have to deal with attitude. That our attitude is going to shape our thoughts, and it will determine how do we feel about our journey, our lives, our vision, our goals, our dreams. In addition, we've learned that attitude is a choice. Attitude determines our approach to life, and attitude, if we allow it to, can shift our point of view from a crisis to a blessing. And so with that, I want to come to you, our global listening audience. You know, this is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Now is the time that you would press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in, and our dial-in number is 516-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It looks like we have a caller. Caller, area code 323, last 4 digits, 6606.
Don't. I hear you. Don't say the last 4. That's too easy for people to get to know. My name's Joe. Seems to me like...
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Seems to me like you're one who's truly in favor of attitude, which is a very good thing. Now, it seems also that if a person makes bad choices, that they should be held accountable and be responsible for those bad choices. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you also believe that people in Maine have free will?
We do have free will, Joe.
Okay. So let me give you a situation.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm going to assume you have a kid. And you and your kid about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night are going to the mall. And somebody comes out of the parking lot, grabs you, puts a gun to your head, and says, give me your money, I'm going to shoot your fucking kid. What are you going to do?
Well, Joe, I'm going to give them my money.
Okay. Now, that's what's called the Hobson's choice. Now, let's say the person who came and robbed you and forced you to give the money was caught. Now you're all in court. And the guy's in court, and his defense is, Your Honor, I just played you a tape of this motivational coach. She says everybody should be responsible for their bad choices. I think you'll agree that she made a fairly good choice or perhaps a bad choice. Now, is she responsible for what she's done? And the judge would say, well, she was under duress and she gave you the money, but you shot the kid anyway. I said, well, yeah, I lied. She should have known that. I mean, I'm a mugger. I'm a robber. Why should she believe me? She made the bad choice. Eventually, she gave me the money, but she made the bad choice anyway. I think that's my defense. She should be half responsible for what I've done. Now, how do you answer that?
I would disagree with that, Joe. She's not responsible for that person's actions and their choice to pull the trigger. That's solely on that individual. And that was a crisis-type situation, and it's a difficult one because you don't know how it's going to unfold, and each person is responsible for their decision. That person cannot use that, in my opinion, as a part of their defense. I love the story in which you've shared with us and how you have allowed us to track with you. Was there a question that you had or additional comment around attitude and what we're talking about today here on Motivational Monday?
Well, yeah, like I said, I agree with you in the main. And the thing is, attitude is extremely important. But it also presumes that the person who's making the choices knows what the choices are, knows what's in front of door one and behind door number two, and has the intelligence and the emotional balance to make good choices. As a result, a lot of people, we all have choices, but it doesn't mean we have the capability of always making good choices.
I'm in agreement with you as well in that regard, Joe, that we make choices based on where we are in life and our capacity and what we know, but we're always evolving. And I agree with you that one has to have the right mental capacity. That's a different dynamic. So in what I'm sharing is in general, meaning that it's without complications, without mental illness, without other things that would shift the dynamics of what we're talking about. When it comes to someone that is in a healthy state of mind, who does not deal with psychological impairment, that's the individual that I'm speaking to today in general, because there's always those unique spins to any situation. And so I'm in agreement with you. I want to thank you, Joe.
Okay,
wow, you added to the richness today. Yes, were you going to say something else?
Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning of the show or the middle of the show, so I'm hoping that you said that sometime during your show because, again, motivation and attitude is extremely important. But there are a lot of people who meditate, a lot of people who use affirmations, and a lot of people who try to change their attitude, but they just simply can't. And it is as a result of what I had said and which you've affirmed. But with psychological impairments, emotional disabilities that just can't make the choices. We always have a choice. We can choose to die, choose to save our children, choose to live. But sometimes we can't choose to be happy because of that impairment. So that's what I wanted to bring to the table.
And Joe, I thank you so much for bringing that to the table. And I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. I have to tell you, you really did bring some additional thoughts for us to process around. And you brought a greater level of richness for us to really say, And I love that you brought in the elements around psychological impairment, that is something that would, in fact, and could, in fact, affect someone's attitude. Well, that in that type of situation, as I'm getting a little tongue-tied here, that type of situation is beyond one's control. Can they manage that? Can they get the proper medical attention? Absolutely. But when we're looking at someone that does not have that challenge, we want to make sure that we recognize that we can make the decision around our attitude, how we will respond in any given situation. And I wanted to let you know, Joe, that you mentioned that you missed the start of the program today in the middle. You came in kind of in the middle point. Archives of all of our broadcasts are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Our on-demand library, as a reminder, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Because, of course, Motivational Mondays is designed to support individuals in the process of winning, working it now. What am I working, you may be thinking? You're working your vision, achieving your goals, so that ultimately one can live out their dreams. And again, I thank all of our listening audience for tuning in. Really appreciate each and every one of you. And we always love when we have individuals that are tuning in that opt to engage with us, ask a question, make a comment around what we've been talking about. I want to also make sure that everyone knows that Coach Adams has a full circle of coaching empowerment that's available for you. You know, maybe you are in a situation where you're fighting to see the good in where you are on your journey, and you're feeling like, I want coaching, and you're in that coachable place. I would like for you to know that, you know, we have support available for you. If you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, please feel free to take this number down, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, your name and full circle, or you may call, and our team will assist you in that regard as well. Our full circle consists of a number of different coaching empowerment tools to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. We have one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds on various subjects. In addition, we have team building along with our lifestyle personal and professional coaching program. So if you're interested in any of the full circle of empowerment that is available for you, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. You know, today we were evaluating what is our attitude around the question, do I need to make an attitude adjustment? We're focused on elevating our attitude, understanding that our attitude is that settled way of how we view things, our thinking, our feelings around something or someone, which in essence will in turn reflect in our personal behavior and how we navigate on our journey. And I wanted to challenge us not to always go to that negative place. It is, for instance, I don't know why, but for many people, it's so much easier to go to that negative place, to see things from a negative point of view. And I'm challenging us today to elevate our attitude, because how we view things is how we're going to do things, and our attitude plays a key factor in that. We've established that our attitude, it is a choice. When you are not dealing with, obviously, Joe brought out, mental illness or impairment, your attitude is a choice. I believe attitude is a choice. We reach that fork in the road in any situation, how we're going to respond when we're at that fork in the road is a determining factor. It's up to us. It's our choice to decide. Will I look for the positive in this situation versus the negative? What will I focus in on? Because the reality is this. we cannot have two competing thoughts at the same time. So I cannot come from a negative place and have a negative attitude and yet, on the flip side, be positive. It's one or the other. So attitude is, in essence, a choice. Our attitude will determine how will I approach my life. Will I approach life from a position of being filled with hope, or will I approach feeling hopeless? That is a question that we have to ask. Because if I approach things from a hopeful place, I know that there's always a greater tomorrow. There's always the hope that things will get better. And the reality is oftentimes, guess what? They do. On the flip side, if I always look at things from a hopeful place, a hopeless place, my apologies, from a hopeless place, a place of hopelessness, I never sense that there is any good to come out of anything. And so therefore, that's how I approach things. I meet you and it's the opportunity for potentially a great possibility of something on the horizon, but because I always approach things from a hopeless place, I'm like, yeah, there's nothing going to come out of this, versus, wow, this is a great opportunity that I am so excited about the possibilities of what may happen. Again, attitude determines our approach and how we navigate on the journey known as life. When we're dealing with a crisis, attitude can support us in lifting beyond the crisis. The crisis does not have to define us. We have the ability to shift our focus, our energy, and view things from a different lens. We can, in essence, shift. In the midst of a crisis, we can shift our attitude. So no matter what we're dealing with, always make a shift because attitude is a choice. Woo! It's amazing how quickly time flies, an hour of empowerment. It's now time to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. We thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win. We'll look forward to having you tune in with us on next week for more rich nuggets that will motivate and inspire you on your journey to win.